Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the wonderful stereo WBLQ, 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's uplifting, it's free. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. So, here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you. I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. I always find that to be such a tongue twister. Let's get to the heart of what matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're really happy about that. And it's our thank you today for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. And as always, my partner in all things really wonderful is with us today, John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hi. Hi, Sandy. It's great to be on the air today. How are you? And you're looking well.
Well, you are too. You know, today, besides discussing the fact that we look pretty good to each other, we're going to talk about how to take a chance on you. And, you know, just the idea of taking that plunge, of taking a chance, I know that can strike fear into the hearts of many. I know in my life, it's struck fear into my heart more than once. So, but we're going to plunge in and do that anyway. So we know that we either create change or we end up stagnating.
And that's so certain. I know in my own experience that's shown the case. There really is no standing still. You're either moving forward or you're not. You're essentially moving backwards.
Exactly. It's hard to just run in place forever. It doesn't really work. So it takes us back to that great Henry Miller quote, most people jump into the pond with a life preserver, and it's the life preserver that will kill you. I absolutely love that, because when we try to move forward and take a chance and trust ourselves and move toward our dream, when we also try to take our old security blanket with us, that's going to be weigh us down and not let us go forward. And, you know, honey, sometimes you just have to hold your nose and jump. And it reminds me of the story when I was, I guess, maybe 8 years old. I used to, you know, I was like not well-raised or well-guarded. And so I walked about 8 blocks to the bus and then took 2 buses to the closest swimming pool, and was going through the steps of trying to learn how to swim with the little classes that they offered. And then one day I decided it was time that I knew how to swim. And I went all the way back to where the fence was at the deep end of the pool and took a running jump and just plunged in to 9 feet of water, not knowing how to swim yet. And so I struggled to the surface, and then immediately, and I looked around real quickly, and the lifeguards were busy talking to all the cute little teeny boppers. And then I went back under the water. So there was like this horrible feeling when I went under the water. It wasn't so much about that I was just going to drown. For some reason, I thought I'm going to drown in the middle of all these people and nobody's going to know it. That was like the big deal. And I came up the third time when I came up, I instinctively finally put one arm in front of the other and found my way to the side of the pool. And that's not a recommended therapeutic advice, but it did work. I learned how to swim that day. So.
That's a little bit like the car adverts when they have these people going in racing tracks. It's a closed course. Do not try on your own.
Exactly.
Well, I know from my own experience that many years ago, I first of all, I grew up as a young boy in a church that I loved, and drifted away from it. And many years later, I decided to go into the ministry after to change careers. And I was fortunate enough to get the training and so on to be qualified to become a minister in this church that I grew up in. Following the church had followed a time of turmoil where the minister of over 30 years was retired and so on. And I came into this environment and doing what I loved. And I really enjoyed it. And I was expanding on the basic principles. The basic principles that it was teaching were very, very sound to me. It was a new way of thinking and a new approach to life, not in the traditional way. And so I decided to grow with that, to do the best I could to grow with it. And I enjoyed it so much. And then I found after a period of time that there was some discord between the board of trustees and me. These were really well-meaning people who wanted the best for the environment. It's just we disagreed on the approach to go about it. I wanted to expand because I saw the philosophy as one that was organic, that could expand and grow and become more valuable than it was initially. They didn't see it that way. So although I wanted to expand, I found it was in my best interest to bow out of that organization. And they maintained their status quo. And sadly enough, over a period of years, that organization, which had begun to grow and thrive while I was there, began to deteriorate and has almost disappeared, which was such a shame. But that's a prime example that I see of the need to embrace the idea of change, of growing through challenges, and coming out with a different point of view that is supportive of everybody.
In regard to your story about the church, it's something we can relate to at every level or at some level. What I was thinking of as you told that story was when that's the real moral of that story is if you don't change, you stagnate and you either grow forward or you go backwards. So I was thinking of there's a commercial or a little ad that Jack Nicklaus, the great golfer, does as a promo for golf, in which he says, swing your swing. I know I did. And that's such a powerful and moving thought. It's a metaphor for all of life. And just this morning, I use the elliptical daily as a form of exercise. And the way I keep myself on it long enough is I watch old movies. And so this morning, while on the elliptical, I was watching The Secretariat. And it's about the great Triple Crown winner, Secretariat, of course. And like Jack Nicklaus's Swing Your Swing, the theme of the Secretariat is run your race. So whether we're out there swinging our swing or running our race, it's got to include us. It has to be the dream of something that we want. It takes courage, but it's essential that that's what we do. And I know in Pursuit of Light, I write about that. And it's just important. We'll go into that after the break about that example.
One of the things I wanted to mention here before we go for break, Sandy, is the book has so many powerful messages. And we just recently got an email or noticed on Facebook, a friend of ours who's the director of the Recovery Solutions Center in Boca Raton, Florida, said, if you have not yet read this book, please do so. It is life transforming. If you are a survivor, it is a must read. If you are struggling with trauma, it is a must read. And he laid down a challenge to his Facebook followers. He said, for every book you buy, I'll match it and send it to a recovery center, a women's or a children's support center. We're going to match that challenge that Dan has laid down to his Facebook people and say that for every book that is purchased, not only through his efforts, but through our special sale that you'll know about more in just a second, we will match that gift with a book to an organization of supporting. So,
we do take advantage of that, our summer reading special. But I thank Dan who made that, started that ball rolling. Every single book you order is going to be matched by two books given to service organizations in a community that we're drawn to give it to, or in your community. Just let us know what your thoughts are on that. If you have a special group you'd like it to go to, we'll honor that. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Get it now in our Red Hot Summer Reading Sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab on the left to place your order. At checkout, use a coupon code SUMMER. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today. You'll be glad you did.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation.
Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We have a caller on the line, Louise. Louise, how are you?
I'm great. How about you, Sandy?
I'm great. We got our technical difficulties fixed, and I understand that a lot of people didn't weren't affected by it, and that makes me very happy.
So. Yes, we could. I could clearly hear you and John speaking, and no problems from the listeners and out here in Talk Radio
out there
land.
In listener land, we like that.
In listener land,
you.
Yes.
What's anyway, on your mind today, my dear?
I'm so glad to be able to call in and talk to you today. And
thank you.
I know that you were kind of talking about taking a chance on ourselves and stuff, and I just was wondering if you could give me some advice and ideas on how you actually kind of take a chance on yourself. And I guess in my case, it would really refer to, I just feel like I get bogged down with guilt and just feeling like, I just feel that I have never done enough for people. And I feel like even though I make mistakes, because like when I'm around my friends, I'll receive a compliment about something, but I just can't accept it. Because mm-hmm. I mean, rather than just saying, oh, thank you, that's so kind of you, it's like, oh, well, you know, if I'd have just done it this way, it would be so much better. And it just seems like I've kind of gone through life like that. And, this, you know, just wondering if, you know, I've been a good enough daughter, a good enough niece, a good enough wife, you know, and I just feel like sometimes I'm just not really loved. I feel like people don't love me because I haven't done enough.
Exactly. I hear you. And I think that's a really, really hard place to be, Louise. But whenever we feel like we haven't done enough, it's always based on a belief system, an old identity pattern about somehow we are not enough. So when we project that out, it's like we have to keep doing more in order to be enough, to be validated enough, to be valuable enough. And of course, enough is never enough. So the courage of change here, the courage of coloring outside the familiar lines and committing to yourself, it happens to be this place where you're willing to say, when I feel like I haven't done enough, it's always because some place in me, I am still clinging to a belief system that I am not enough. How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree. That's exactly the way I feel. And I just feel like it's a vicious circle. It's like I'm pedaling and then I'm pedaling faster. And it's like I can never pedal fast enough.
Well, you can't if you stay in that paradigm. If you change, if you say, whenever I feel that I haven't done enough for others, it's because I'm holding on to a belief system about me that I am not enough. And then the next step is, am I willing to change that belief system? And in order to change that belief system, it's going to take courage and it's going to take discipline, which means practice, and conviction and commitment to self. So the courage is to insist with yourself that you draw your focus off of what you're being so drawn to, which is the external world, and bring it into inside, because all growth is internal to external. It doesn't work the other way. Take a look at nature and seeds. A cabbage doesn't grow from the outside, it grows from the inside, and then it becomes this big cabbage. The same is true about us as people. You have to make that commitment that says, my habit is to keep going external to try to fix something that cannot be changed externally. It has to be changed internally first, and then I will operate from that new point of view, that new identity, and change the way I behave externally. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I can see it clearly sitting on the outside looking in, but it's when it hits you, it's suddenly you're drawn back into the, or I'm drawn back into the scramble to
But
to
when
fix.
You're drawn back into the scramble, here's where the metal meets the pedal. You know, it's like, here's where you have to make the decision. Everything inside of me is chemically drawn back to get into the familiar, to do it the old way. This time, will I pause? As much as I want to do this, will I put the phone down? Will I not contact the people that I'm afraid I've just, you know, offended? Will I not take external action? Will I slow myself down first? Will I pause? Will I take a breath, throw cold water on my face if I have to, stop everything and just go inside and remind myself of a point of view greater than the fear that I'm not enough? But what you have to do is memorize that every time I feel like I'm not doing enough, what it really means is I'm afraid I am not enough. And then start working from that point of view instead of trying to fix it from a point of view that one isn't valid and the problem can't be fixed that way anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I need you to take a leash and keep a hold of me.
Just rein you in. And I would if
exactly.
I could. But I can tell you how to do it. I can show you how to do it. But there's nobody else who can do it for you. So
except me.
It's except you. But then the commitment is to you. Honey, the commitment is that I will learn how to do this, or the way I used to talk to me when I was really trying to stretch myself into greater awareness and greater wisdom and greater healing, was I will learn this, I will master this, or I will die trying, but it will not be of my own hands. You know, so I didn't get to take suicide as a way out, you know. So,
okay.
So that's when... when you understand that the idea that this, that I don't have the wherewithal to say, this is a feeling of an old point of view that I am not enough, and stop trying to get outside and do something that a lifetime of experience has shown doesn't work. If it worked, I would say, well, I don't agree with it, but whatever. It's just, you're telling me it doesn't work, and I know it doesn't work. Do you see?
No, it doesn't.
So going back there just tortures you. Going back to doing it the old way is only going to shorten your comfort level, shorten, you know, your health, shorten everything, and it doesn't need to be that way. If I change my mind about what does that feeling mean, you have a feeling, and therefore it means something, and you're in charge of what you decide it means. So I'm saying the basics here are very simple. You go to, I have this feeling, and I used to think it meant that I had to go get everybody else to like me in order to fix me. And that's not true. I have to get me to like me in order to fix me. I have to get me to trust me in order to fix me. I have to get me to understand that even if I don't always agree with me, I am still so worthy and so treasured, and I will not treat myself with disrespect any longer, because otherwise you're going to project out that whole soap opera and you're not going to be a happy lady.
No, and I exactly hear what you're saying. And as I'm talking to you about this, and I keep thinking, well, you know, I feel guilty because I haven't done enough or whatever. But actually, really deep inside, I almost feel like a fear of, you know, like scared inside that.
Well, that would come from when you were a little girl. And intuitively, I just know that. That would come from when you were a little girl that you got into the, I mean, nobody gets into this pattern without getting a lot of prompts along the way. So when you were a little girl, honey, you would have gotten into needing these, your family had to be major, major into criticism. So you would have gotten into the mindset that if you just did it better, they would stop criticizing you and you would be okay. You need to understand that when you, that fear is really good that it comes up. But if you follow the fear, you're not going to follow your potential. You take that fear and you turn around and you face it and you look it in the eye and you begin to understand that fear comes from the point of view of a wounded child, a child who got hurt, that it's still programmed into your nervous system. But the fear is based on a false assumption. The fear is based on that the people who brought all that negativity and criticism and denigration to you, that they were right. And all that they were doing was projecting out on you how they felt about themselves and were too unconscious to realize that. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Louise, we have to take a little break, but can you stay around for the next segment? Because I think we have more to say.
I think so, too, and I'd be happy to. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Great. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Our number is 800-930-2819. Give us a call, and we will be right back with the wonderful Louise.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
1230 WBLQ.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm
lonely. Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Give us a call at 800-930-2819. We have a wonderful caller on the air with us, and we're continuing our discussion from the second segment. Louise, you are a wonderful caller, so thank you. Because
during the break,
we were talking with among ourselves, and John was saying how he can relate to many of the things that you're dealing with, and so many people who are listening can relate to the things you're dealing with. That's why, as a caller, we get not only try to do our best to give some free therapy, but also to support all the people to whom it really does relate. So this process of making yourself, learning how to have the discipline. And discipline just means being in charge of the focus of the mind. It is not punitive, but we have the power. We need to exert the power to be in charge of the focus of our mind and to be kind of non-negotiable with us on that subject. That things and feelings, when you were a child and then growing up, you got used to accepting that as truth. The way when a feeling comes up, it doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. And to create the discipline to say, what if it doesn't mean that I really have to please, in your case, please everybody else, then what does it mean? It means that I have to value me. And then we get to the next level, as you were talking about. Then the fear comes up of it's dangerous to value you. And the truth is, when you were, my truth for you is at least, when you were a child, it would have been dangerous to try to value you. You'd have been knocked down verbally or physically or both immediately. If you had tried to say, hey, wait a minute, guys, I'm important, or I have a thought, or I have a feeling, or I have an opinion, that would not have flown in your natal family. But then you owned that misinterpretation of a little girl about herself. You owned that. It became locked into your nervous system. You owned that as the truth about you as a woman. And that's the great lie. The idea that we are somehow, some way, not enough is the great lie, because we're all made, we all come from this source of love, of wholeness, of healing. We all come from that source. We're expressed independently and individually, but our core value already is. We just got it a little bit twisted because of our environment. And it's up to us as adults to take responsibility for changing our mind. If you wait until you feel like you value you before you practice the fine art of learning how to value you, it'll never happen. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes, and I totally understand and get it. It's, you know, what you said is so perfect. It's just I just keep thinking to myself now, how do I transfer that over so that when I get those feelings, my mouth doesn't go off before I can say, hey, wait a minute, that's old. That's the way I used to feel. This is, you know, that is good enough. That's, you know, I don't need to do more.
Here's the thing, because I think you can't just get a bigger hammer, you know, and try to fit basically a square peg into a round hole. When you try to tell yourself that, it's all accurate, but I actually think you have to go a little deeper to unhook this thing that's so deeply wedged into your old identity pattern, into your nervous system. So when you get the feeling, you have to change, you have to get the question right about the feeling. So when you get the feeling of this is not enough, or I'm not doing enough, I think you actually have to ask yourself the question, when I feel like I'm not doing this enough, not pleasing people enough, what does that really mean? And then you're going to get the answer, memorize it. It means somehow I feel I'm not enough. And then you answer, what is the truth about me beyond my fear, beyond my doubt, beyond the way that I was conditioned and trained? What is the actual truth about me? And then you answer, you literally pause and answer that. And then you go, I don't need to do this anymore because that doesn't represent who I am and how I choose to be in this world. But if you don't go, if you don't slow it down and go through it so that you can identify you anew in the process, you're going to be hitting your head against a wall. It's not going to work. Correct. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. So I understand why it's more important to kind of break it down. Because like you said, I can just step back and look and say, oh, yeah, well, that's, and just try to, like you said, we'll get a bigger hammer. But it doesn't really stop anything. It just kind of takes it away for the moment.
Exactly. And it doesn't let you change organically, honey. It doesn't let you really embrace the heart and soul of who you are, of being able to care about this woman who's had a long and in some ways maybe good journey, but in some ways definitely from what you're telling me today, not an easy journey. And so to embrace that part of you that still feels displaceable, that still feels not enough, to embrace that part and be able to show that part of you a different point of view and hold that as your truth. The key is get the question right. If you can get the question right, you will absolutely get the answer right. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you slow it down. You go through the steps. You start with what's drawing you externally, like, I got to go please these people. You get the question, what does that really mean when I have to please people? And you can memorize the first two questions because the answers are going to be the same. Okay. It always means I'm not valuing myself enough. And then you go to, what's a greater truth about me? What's a greater truth about me than that I'm not enough, that I'm in danger, that I'm not safe if I stand up for Louise? What's a greater truth about me? What is it that I need to do to be able to run my race, swing my swing, be at the front of my own line? How do I empower myself to do that? And the truth is, you empower yourself to do that by believing in you, by forgiving, which means making, expanding to include your journey, forgiving yourself for not realizing this greater truth sooner and all the suffering you've done because of it. It's not your fault, but this is your opportunity. And you can create that new dream and create that new day and create that new awareness of who Louise is and how she functions at her core. Not whether she's right or wrong every time. We're all going to be wrong some of the time, and who cares? It's, will we use that information to get wiser and stronger and clearer and live a life that serves us the way that we want to do it, life? If we want to do life without fear, if we want to do life without running away from, if we want to do life without being subservient to an old point of view, if we want to do life in kindness, it begins with kindness to ourselves, genuine kindness, compassion. And forgiveness doesn't have one thing to do with agreement. It has to do with I care. I understand my journey. I'm going to practice getting the question right till I get it right every time. And that will set me free from carrying all this old baggage. Because you know, and I, having been, you know, lived a fairly long time and been a counselor for a fairly long time, that we carry that baggage. It started when we were little, but we can go to 70 and 80 and beyond and still be carrying that baggage. And ultimately, it's going to make us sour and bitter and feel completely unsupported in life when it really is we're not taking the time to change our mind about a point of view that a wounded little child got into. And to care about that part of us that was the child, to care about the part of us that is now, and to bring those two parts together in a united front. How do you feel about that?
Wow, I'm just amazed at how you have everything so, I mean, just right there, and it just everything just rings so home, especially about, you know, being subservient to myself and learning to take the time and, you know, going through the steps to slow down, to get the steps right and figuring out what really does it mean and valuing me enough and making the greater truth about me and forgiving me.
Exactly. That's really beautiful. And the more that you practice that, remember, when you first start it, you're still going to get all that anxiety, all that fear, all that apprehension. Oh my God, I will surely die if I do this, because that comes from the old memory banks. And,
right.
And so just remind yourself that's all that is chemical. It doesn't hold truth. It just holds chemistry in the body that you're in the process of releasing. Go back to the pause. Go back to asking the right questions. With practice, it's going to make a heck of a difference, my dear.
Wow. I know it will, because just thinking about creating new awareness, you know, and letting myself know that those feelings that are actually, you know, the gut-wrenching part are part of the old thing. And that as I progress and work on what you've, you know, the ideas you've given me here today, you know, I really see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, I love it. It is light. And you're just going to step right into it and be so okay. You were a wonderful caller today for us, Louise. You brought much information and opportunity for learning. Thank you.
Well, you have given me so much information today. I so appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Have a great rest of the day, my dear. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Get it now in our Red Hot Summer Reading Sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab on the left to place your order. At checkout, use a coupon code SUMMER. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today. You'll be glad you did.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, and welcome back to The Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. John, that was really an informative call from Louise, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It was something that I resonated with from my own history. And I'm really so glad that she talked about it. It was great.
I am too. That's a lot of courage. So thanks again, Louise. And what we know always is that coloring outside the box, boy, it's just not easy because it takes us out of our comfort zone. And when I think of it, it reminds me of Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't remember which one of the movies it was, but one of the movies where Harrison Ford was looking for the Holy Grail and the chalice, and that he needed it to save his dad. But when he came to right where he knew where he had to go to find that chalice, what he saw was this big empty space, like a chasm between where he was standing and where he needed to go. And then he had to go inside and trust his inner knowledge, what he already knew, that there was a footbridge there, even if he couldn't see it. And I think that's a great metaphor for what it is to take a chance on us. We always want to go up Periscope first, you know, and see if we can peek around the corner and see the end before we hit the middle. So if we keep wanting to peek around the corner and assure ourselves that it's going to work out the way we think it's supposed to work out, but then we never take the chance on trusting us, trusting our spirit to unfold us, and actually the way we think we need to go to get our dream or our intention fulfilled may not be the most expedient way to go, but trusting that whether we can see the walkway or not, there's a walkway there, and it will come forward when we need it. I think that's a really big deal.
I think it's absolutely. It's you have to take a chance on you, and every day we have choices to make. We could choose to either wait till all the lights turn green before we go downtown, or we just start on our journey. But when we need to choose, how do we know the difference between when we're choosing from a clear space or just reacting from an old fear?
Well, I think mostly with reactions, we know with reactions, we can tell from just body responses. Our pulse goes up. We're feeling like we have to have the answer yesterday. We're feeling anxiety. We're feeling anger. We want to go, my old way was to get names and numbers, you know, so whatever it is that we're doing. When we're reacting from that push that doesn't even give us time to breathe. That isn't a response, that's a reaction. And so we want to be able to pause and hear that voice, hear that recognition that there's something greater than the physical reaction. So we want to slow it down. You can do some mindful breathing to slow it down, to calm your mind, and then look into your heart. There's also an equal thing about being self-honest, because a lot of people that I've worked with through the years, and certainly and working with myself, especially as a younger woman, there were places where I would say I wanted change, but I was afraid to go out there. So allow the change to happen. So it's that place of being so self-honest and self-aware that we don't rush into something, and we don't stay back because of fear. We don't rush in, because when we rush in, it's the same thing. It's an equal but opposite reaction of needing to get there so fast that I don't face any of my fears. It is that place of quiet, genuine understanding. When I, in my former marriage, when I knew it was time to leave, but I couldn't quite get the courage to do it. And I went to Monterey, California. I flew out to Monterey, and in the middle of winter, and for 3 days, I sat on a fog and shrouded beach. It was really cold. I was the only one there. I could walk a few, a very slight distance away from the hotel and couldn't see it. And I spent 3 days simply talking to the ocean and trying to sound out this place that I was in and the fear that I had about creating change. And I said to the ocean at the end of the third day, when I had to get ready to fly back to Denver, which is where I lived at the time, I know what to do when I'm here, but what will I do when I'm back home? And the ocean answered me almost immediately, quietly in my head, and it said, take me with you. And so I took that peace and that calmness and that sureness that I got by being quiet for that long back home to landlocked Denver with me, and proceeded and did what I needed to do, because I was in such a stagnant relationship and toxic relationship. Looking back now, I know that had I not found the courage to do what I needed to do, which was change that environment, I would have stopped growing. I would have stopped becoming. And my life would have basically stopped at that time instead of going forward the way that it has. It takes courage for us to find that voice. It takes some quiet and some contemplation for us to find that voice, so that we're not running from, but going to a place that holds greater truth, greater confidence, greater possibilities. I think that is how we learn to fulfill the possibility and the promise of all that we can be, and have a good time while we're doing it. So like Louise, our caller, is a lovely, lovely woman, but I sure did get the feeling she's not having a good time yet. And that can change.
It absolutely can. And we know that she'll find that peace within her. And it brings us back to that quote of Shakespeare, to thine own self be true, and thus it must follow as the night, the day, thou canst not be false to any man. So it's trusting that inner guidance and inner sense that you have that is so critical to anything we do in life.
It's a true story.
Okay. It's been a great call. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for your phone call and your emails. We really appreciate hearing from you. We're so glad you joined in the conversation today on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your calls and emails. No question is off limits for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions, or email them to sandy@sandybrewer.show. sandy@sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, and 1230 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. You can also listen to past shows by going to the archives at sandybrewershow.com. Take advantage today of a red-hot summer sale by ordering your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, at the summer special sale price of $9.97. Simply go to sandybrewer.com, click the tab for the book, and place your order with the discount code SUMMER. And help us meet this challenge that Dan Callahan, our friend at Boca Raton, laid down. For every book that is sold because of his promotion and our promotion, we'll each be donating a book to an organization that supports women and children. So thank you for joining us today. And thanks for our fantastic engineer today, Brian. And may you all have a fantastic week.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.